Let's turn to our passage of Scripture this morning, 2 Samuel. And we're going to pick up on chapter 19. We have looked at the life of David. And a very critical, crucial part of time in his life when, as king, he has been rejected by his people. He has been cast out. His very own son, one that was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, one that proceeded forth from him, rebelled. And not only rebelled, but took the nation from him into rebellion against their anointed king. And David at this point in time, as we pick up today, is in deep, broken state. So we want to look at the idea. I just took the title Pledging Allegiance because I thought it would be a good thing for us to consider the kind of the emotional state that David is in, as well as some of the lessons that God is teaching to him in this particular time in his life as he confronts the realities of his calling, what God has called him to, and what the realities of life in a fallen world, even with redeemed and called people. So the name is Pledging Allegiance. I couldn't help but think this week of these different, just the idea, the concept that I think is kind of the main idea and the thing that God is dealing with David about is loyalty. And a real perspective from God's perspective about what loyalty is and what it means to pledge allegiance. I think of it in terms of not only there are things for us to learn about how David, in his covenant relationship with God, defected, which brought on some of this discipline and chastisement that took place in his life. And so David, the Lord said, "Why do you despise the word of the Lord? Why have you despised me?" So I know that there was hurt on God's part in his relationship with David, one as a faithful servant, a man after God's own heart, basically defected or broke his allegiance. And also there are tremendous lessons with David as well, because David now is being associated as the anointed with the Lord, and the nation has just rejected him. And he basically has poured out his life to and often put his life on the line in the military battles and done everything. He's given his life and himself to the anointed, to the called people of God as they're anointed. And so I think there's some tremendous lessons and principles for us to learn and think about in regard to loyalty. Loyalty is something that's necessary for people, for all people, for us to live and to have interpersonal relationships. We need to understand this biblical concept. I couldn't help but think this week of just the idea of loyalty and what it means to pledge allegiance. And there are many different allegiances and loyalties that we can have in life. I thought of illustrations like how sad it is to me today that professional athletes and professional sports have taken the kind of the course that they've taken these number of years. It's often very self-centered. I loved sports growing up. I think it's an incredible way to teach teamwork and loyalty. There's so many lessons that you can learn about pushing yourself beyond your limits and working together to and teamwork and loyalty toward the commitment to being a team. There's just a lot of good stuff in there. And it's really sad to me today to see money become the issue with professional sports and for that kind of model to be given to our young people. And it's not just on players' part, requiring and vying for high salaries and all of that kind of thing. It's, we understand that the management, and there's a lot of, unfortunately, greed, and it's big business and big money. But the tragic thing to me is the loss of the concept of loyalty, of teamwork, what sports really should be all about. It's competition is there, and all of the things that are, there's so many lessons, good lessons that you can learn from it. But we really need to keep a perspective on sports and on all things in life and understand this basic biblical concept of loyalty. So I want to look at a few of those things through our passage this morning. Last time we looked at no painless solution. We saw how David, both David and Absalom, had come to a place where God was disciplining them, and there was no way to get out of it. They were stuck, in a sense, between a rock and a hard place. And what we're seeing in these verses today, picking up verse 9 of chapter 19 in 2 Samuel, is the aftermath. And David is a broken man at this point in time. I thought about it, meditated on him this week, and I was thinking of this young man that went out and fought Goliath, and a great, tremendous young man of faith. Here we see a veteran. He knows what it means to be to have fought the spiritual battles. He knows what it means to endure hardship. He knows the chastisement of the Lord and many of the things that befell and will befall someone who steps out and is on the front line in spiritual battle. And so let's look at some principles here, beginning in verse 9. Here's your outline. I gave you an outline in your bulletin today. Hopefully that'll be helpful to you. You can jot some scripture down and a few notes if you would like. But I just broke down the passage of scripture into the sections, basically, as these tribes return to David and Israel recalls him as king, and the whole process after Absalom has been killed in battle, what they go through as a nation, what David goes through. So let's put ourselves in that context back then and see if we can draw out some rich principles from God's Word this morning. Let me just say a couple of things about principles of loyalty. Our definition of loyalty means to be steadfast in allegiance with the idea of one's homeland or government or sovereign. It means to be faithful to a person or an ideal or a custom. That's a pretty good definition. It's basically, this loyalty is what the Lord would expect or want out of David and would want out of us as believers. Loyalty, allegiance. That which is steadfast, that which would not change. That's part of the idea of loyalty. A loyalist is one who maintains loyalty to a lawful government or a political party or maybe a sovereign, especially during times of revolution or war. And so I see many parallels, many good principles here as we consider and look at David. And as we look at God, and one of the tremendous lessons that we can consider this morning is David's association as the anointed with the Lord. And the reality is that there's rebellion in God's creation against him. And that rebellion not only has infected the angelic and spiritual beings, so one third of the fallen angels fell and rebelled against God, but it's also affected the earth, the world that we live in. And in this battle, Israel, the nation, was chosen, and David chosen as their sovereign or anointed king. There he experiences the realities of this rebellion. He experiences, even with Israel and their relationship to him as the representative, in a sense, of the Lord's anointed, he experiences that rebellion, that problem with sin, in a very, I think, rich and deep way, in all of the brokenness that David experiences and that believers experience in life, when we associate with God in that way, there's a depth and richness to it. So, just from the very start, when we consider loyalty here, I would like to encourage you to understand that you, as God's called people, are sometimes called to associate with Him in such a way that the struggles and pain and hardship that God feels, you in a sense feel with Him. Isn't that a privilege? Doesn't feel like it at times, and I'm sure that David was emotionally wrecked and just wanted a break. But the realities are that there's a deep, eternal benefit and privilege for us being called, as David was called, to suffer for righteousness' sake, as Jesus said, right? Okay, here's and you want to write this verse down. I just put it down above my passage here in the scripture. 2 Samuel 16:17. We're kind of going back here. But Absalom, David's own son, asked David,